Okay, so where do we go from here? Starting first with Dr. Elliott, what do you think is the next step? In other words, let's say that this test, this B test that Floyd Landis is waiting to hear about, that it indeed confirms that he had a high testosterone level. Is there any way out for him after that?
Well, if he didn't indeed break the rules, then the most important path and most important avenue is for him to step up and say, okay, this is what I did, and take ownership and be part of the solution in improving sport in the future, using himself as a test case and being able to accept having broken the rules. If he didn't break the rules, then, you know, let's focus our efforts on getting more dollars to more qualified scientists and experts to really get involved in this process to make things improve as we move forward.